Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, everybody. I'm hoping that your morning is starting off great. As you could hear, you can see that the intro is a little bit different. It's got an upbeat feel to it, a little bit of music that I was able to grab off somebody to be able to bring into and incorporate into the program. And also, if you could hear the voice on there, that's my son Gavin, who I'm so extremely excited that he is involved with the podcast. He wears my sweatshirts and my t-shirts to school, talks to people about how his dad does podcasts and talks about positivity, and what a great way to be able to set a good example for my son to be able to pay it forward and do things that are just good for people on the outside, to be able to give back to others and help. So I could not be more excited than to have him be able to be involved in this some way or another. So we were just chatting about it, and I said, you know, I'm looking at coming up with a new intro and an outro for the podcast. And I had some ideas of what I wanted to do moving forward, maybe grab some folks to be able to do the intros for me or bring it into play and change it up a bit, because I've been told by a couple that the other intro was a little bit ominous and deep voiced and really that kind of stuff. So he wanted to get involved. And here's the great thing. The amazing thing is that we wrote up a little bit of a script for him for the outro and the intro, and he nailed it one take. Was able to just go through it and boom, nail it. I didn't really have to edit anything on the recording, and he did it. And I'm so proud of him. And when he listens to this, he's going to know that I'm extremely proud of my 12-year-old turning 13-year-old here in about 3 months. I'm going to have a teenager in the house, and I'm freaking out about that. But, you know, what a great way to be able to just involve him into my journey and where I'm at and what we're working on. So I wanted to share that with you to kick it off, because I'm pretty excited about this intro here, and look for more changes to come and some change ups and some mix ups and mash ups and all kinds of great stuff with some music and some audio for the intro for where we're at for the podcast. So today's coffee talk is a little bit more about mindset on Monday mornings. So I've done in the past, I've done some Monday mindset mornings of being able to see if you can get your head in the right place and do the right things and be able to focus on your journey and know that it's just because it's a Monday doesn't mean anything. But today was a little bit rougher of a day for myself. You know, we went out to dinner last night with some friends, had a great time, and then, you know, didn't get all that great of a night of sleep. And then I woke up this morning and I had snow all over everything, right? So it was all over the trees, all over the ground. And I'm thinking to myself, we should be getting into springtime and getting into some nicer weather right now, which I live in Maine, and March is still going to be snowstorms and cold weather. But, you know, I wishful thinking for me. So it didn't really put me in all that great of a mood. And then I was just, I had a list of about 35 different things that I need to take care of today on a Monday. And I'm thinking to myself, I got work-related stuff, I got personal-related stuff, I got all this stuff to be able to take care of and do. And it just started to close in on me, right? It started to really make me feel like, oh man, I'm just not digging this Monday. I'm just not having a great Monday morning like I normally try to do and kick my week off on the right foot to be able to attack and be able to do whatever's necessary for me to be successful. Well, this morning was different. It wasn't that way. And so I really had to get back to the basics. I had written down on this little journal that I have a while ago, and I was just kind of skimming through to be able to see what kind of mindset I can try to get myself into, because I was not in a good place. I went down, had my coffee, started skimming through it, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, why not get back to the basics of focusing on one thing? Instead of focusing on the 45 things that I have on my agenda today, instead of focusing on the boatload of all of the stuff that I've got to do today, my reports that I got to turn in, my meetings that I got to do, preparing for all of my presentations that I got to do this week, the road time that I got to map out, all the different stuff, including all the stuff that I have to do at home, you know, doing your fatherly duties, your husband duties, meeting different places, going different places to be able to help drop off your son and different stuff. So all the different things that we can do in life is all just listed out there, and a 45 bullet pointed laundry list is really what all summarizes everything and where I'm at with it. So it wasn't putting me in a very good spot. I didn't feel like I was being very accomplished at the time. So I'm thinking to myself, man, it's just going to be one of those days. It's just going to be one of those Mondays, or any day, really, to be honest with you, when you have those days where it feels like life is overwhelming and you've got a list of all kinds of stuff to do. Well, that's the change that I have to make here. I have to get back to the basics. So as I was flipping through, I saw the notes that I had written on focusing on one thing rather than 50 things. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to focus on one thing at a time. Now, here's the thing. We talk about trying to simplify, you know, whatever it is you're going through or whatever you're going throughout your day. You try to simplify it and break it down into saying that if I can concentrate on doing one thing at a time, that's great. That's all fine and dandy. And we've heard that many times in our journey, in life, in business, and whatever. Focus on one thing at a time and be able to continue to let one thing roll into two to three to four. Well, I add a caveat onto that, because if you focus on one thing at a time, that's great. But if you focus on being successful at one thing at a time, then that's a different story. Because if you are a rock star at the one thing that you're trying to challenge yourself to and be able to accomplish and be able to do, then the rest of the things will come right along with it. And then your mindset starts to change. I've got 50 things to do and I'm not having a very good morning, but if I focus on the one thing that I can do and I start to really kick tail at that one thing and I start to do what's necessary for me to get that done, and I really am successful in that, what do you think that does to my mindset when number two item comes around? I think I'm more likely to be successful in that because I'm in a positive space. I'm successful at what I'm doing. I feel like I can just do anything after I get done with that one thing, right? It's all mindset. It's insane to me with the amount of things that we do that we just start to bully ourselves and start to bash ourselves down into not being successful, which we know how to do. We know how to be successful. We know what we need to do. We know how to be able to attack it. But isn't it funny that I have to go back to the basics and open up my notes to think to myself, when I was successful on a day when I wasn't feeling it, I simplified the process. I stopped it from being so many things that I have to accomplish today, and I got down to the one thing. And it's the exact same concept of if you are in your weight loss journey or you're in your health journey or trying to build up to a certain body form or certain weights that you want to do on your jerk and lift, on your CrossFits or whatever. All the things that we're talking about here, what happens is that we get overwhelmed by the major, huge amount of things that we have to do. And we start to then beat ourselves up because we're thinking to ourselves that that mountain is too high to overcome. The hurdle is too big to jump. And you gotta stop. We, as humans, do it to ourselves all the time. And we have to get to a point where we feel comfortable enough that we can accomplish things along the way. They're bite-sized chunks of getting to where we want to. So if it's weight loss, stop thinking about the 100 pounds that you have to lose and start celebrating in the fact that you're going to go after that 5 pounds this week or in 2 weeks. Stop thinking about the fact that you don't have ripped arms when you just have squiggly arms, as you might look at them in the mirror. And you're looking at it going, man, I'm not, I look at these pictures and photos of all these people with these ripped abs and arms and biceps that are, you know, for days, and I'm jealous, and I'm looking at it going, why can't I be there? I just started lifting. Well, you know, why can't I already see definition? Because it takes time and it takes patience. The thing you have to focus on is if you're lifting that 10-pound dumbbell and you're doing 20 reps of the 10-pound dumbbell, be the best damn 20 reps that you've ever done. Do those 20 reps of that 10 pounds until you've become a master at that 20 reps at the 10 pounds. Until you become the master at what you're trying to do. So now you're focused on the one thing and you're really honing in on the fact that you've set yourself up for some skills to be able to move forward and be able to be successful. So this can be applied to anything. If you're a runner and you're doing a couch to 5K, and the just in the title of itself says couch to 5K, And you're thinking to yourself, because you may not be patient, or you may be thinking to yourself, I need to get to where I have to get to. I want to be a runner. I want to run that 5K at whatever time frame. So why can't I just do a simple 5K? Well, that's why it's called couch to 5K. Because you go incrementally working on the one thing at that time on that day to be better than you were yesterday, to continue to focus on being awesome and mastering that skill set. So each day you then build off of what you did yesterday. Or if it's a one daily thing and you want to set 15 goals to doing something, every goal that you hit and you master and you build off of that is going to do nothing but set you up for success as you move throughout your day. That's a really important piece. You know, I think that we forget that. We tend to forget it because we get in our own way. We start thinking too much. We start sitting back going, I'm not good enough, or I've tried this before. I've been down this road before. I can't be successful in this space. Blah, blah, blah. You can do whatever you set your mind to. Right? In the post that I put on Coffee Talk this morning, on the bottom section of it, it had said, I mean, basically it says to focus on one thing, but on the bottom of it says, you can achieve anything, but just not everything. You know, you got 50 things on your list to do. Doesn't mean that you have to complete all 50 things. How about really excelling at one item at a time? And next thing you know, because you're successful at each one of those different spots that you were there, or you focused in on being successful in those spots, now you've got a large portion of those 50 things already done by the end of the day, and you're feeling accomplished instead of feeling defeated. Because I know we've all been there. We've all had that list of 50 things to do, and we've all focused in on it. And next thing you know, at the end of the day, we're like, oh man, you know, I didn't really get anything done today. No, how about the fact that you did 30 of those things, which a normal human being doesn't necessarily get done, but you did because you were a rock star and you put forward the effort to be able to get those things done, and you were able to get to a really good place. But because you didn't hit the 50, you're your own worst critic. It's funny how the brain works sometimes. It really is. And I'm right there with you. If you're nodding your head up and down going, yep, no, I agree with you. I've been there. I'm in the same exact boat. That's how I am this morning. So I know that I've got to accomplish one thing at a time, and I got to be successful at that one thing at a time. And I'm not going to stop until I'm successful at my one thing. And once I hit my one thing, I can put that on a little check off list and say, yep, okay, good. I got that done. Now what's on next on my agenda of things that I might want to accomplish today? And not use it as a Mount Everest, but more as a gauge, as a barometer of how I'm feeling. If I'm successful, I'm going to feel good. So I want to be successful at something, put that aside, and be able to move on. And that way I can move on to my second item, and then hopefully I can be successful in that space too. But focus on success in that space. And make sure that I put my efforts and all of my energy into succeeding at that second piece also. Okay? So that's kind of where I'm at today, and I'm hoping that you guys can relate or have been in the same spot that I'm in this morning. But I'm going to get after it today. I'm going to do everything necessary. What better way to be able to kick off my day than also to hear my son do the intro and the outro of the podcast today? So it's really exciting on that end. And then also, it's very exciting to know that every time that I go in and I write a coffee talk on No Finish Line Nation, I have 37,000 people or 38,000 people that are there smiling back at me for me to be able to put my thoughts out there, and they engage, and you guys are all just so inviting, and we have conversations and relatable, and we have really, really good dialogue, and it really helps this part of my journey where I go through struggles can really help me push forward and do the things that are necessary for me to do to be successful in the long run. So with that being said, try to focus on that today, right? Today's a Monday. Try to focus on one goal at a time. Be successful at that one goal and move on to the second and the third if you need to, but really just honing in on the one or two things that you know you can work on, that you can make changes to your day that are achievable and that you can make things happen with. Just focus on those. See what happens with you by the time the day is over, and see if you feel successful at the end of the day because you did accomplish those one, two, or three things very well, and it made a bigger impact, okay? Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChano1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.